Yeah, today's daf is Tav Chaf Aleph. And we got to just before, or at least in my edition, just before Halacha Gimel. And I think the Marafulda has it actually this line after the Mishnah. And so it's my, and I think other editions also might have it. I'm not sure what you have, so I didn't check before the shiur. But it says, Tani, Reb Chiya says, Hamocher Eved Lachavir, if someone sells an Eved to his friend, V'nimtza Ganav V'kubiyustas Yigio. And it's discovered that this Eved that he purchased is a thief, or not a thief, like a robber, and shifty in those ways. Then he giyo, because the expectation is that's that, when you buy an Eved, that's the general temperament, unfortunately, of these individuals. However, nimtza listim, he found he was like a violent thief, like armed guard, or muchtav lamalchut, or he already has a death sentence given to him by the malchut. That's something that was hidden from the sale. It shouldn't be accepted as implicit of a purchase of Eved, and that lo higyo means that could be considered a mekach taot. Okay, let's continue now. The kubiustus is a ganav nefeshot, like a kidnapper, by the way. That's the and he, that's the way Rashi says, and Rebbe Nochai says meschlechem kubi a gambler. The marfil that's in the marfil the after the mission about to learn. Okay, let's continue. Midav hachevel, if he sells land, midav hachevel im chaser im yater. So what he's done is use two terminology here. He says, "I want to sell you this exact portion, like a certain kor, big kor, a certain area, midav hachevel, to the centimeter." But he also adds hem chaser yater. Remember, hem chaser yater, that gives you a certain sense of flexibility or a tolerance level, if we said, but of a rova lesea, which I didn't give it to you yesterday, but it was the 1/24. Okay, so he's used two terminology to conflicting one another. And what we say is, "Bitel." What he said at the end counters and overrides what he says in the beginning. So, in other words, it would be a flexible, it's like there would be flexibility. However, if he says, so he says with some sort of approximately, let's use that terminology, and added midabachevel to the measure, then bitel midabachevel, then that which is last is bimvatel, what which came before it, midabachevel. That is batel et hen chasematir. So it would have to be exact, and any discrepancies would have to be compensated for. That is because that is divrei ben nanas, who holds tofes lashon acharon. We go by that which was said at the end. Okay, if he says besimanavu meitzar, so if he gives over this land besimanavu meitzarav with actual borders and dimensions. If you remember before, we were discussing the case that it was a beit seah with. So a big kor within 4 kor. That's how I explained the mission before. But if it's like he marked out exactly the area, then it seems like he even got more of a wiggle room here. That even up to a shtut, even up to a sixth, it says mishtut higio ad shtut yanake. Now there's a bit of ambiguity about that terminology. It says mishtut higio, meaning sounds from a sixth, then. Oh, I should say, sorry, I missed the word. Pachat mishtut. If it's less than a sixth, then higyo, the sale goes through. If it's, he says, ad shtut, yinakeh. If it's like too much more up until a shtut, then you subtract. You've got to compensate. But the question is, what about the shtut itself? Is there ambiguity there? How do we understand if it was exactly a sixth? So that's why the Gemara says, Rav Huna Omer, hashtut atzmo menakeh. If it's exactly a sixth, then we have to do some sort of a financial adjustment here. We've got to compensate. Okay, fine. Next, this halacha Daled. I'm selling you half my field. Then we say mishamnim benehem. They would work out exactly what half is, and it gives a chatzi sadeh. So explain what half is. Half doesn't mean by dimension. Half means by value. So I'll just read them out folder. Rina makom hashamen. Now, so mishamnim benehem. Is we say hashamen shebesader ze zuvenotela hamocher, meaning the nicest area of the field goes to the seller. The keneg lokeach, and the so-called subpar region of that field the purchaser receives kamor shaver, which is equal to the fatty nice part. Noten dechi amar lechatzis sadeh anamochelaka, because when he says I want to sell half the field. We're talking about in value. The mea dinarim. If the, let's say the whole, let's say it was 100 to square, that was there for 100 dinar. V'yesh, there's only 30 square, that is, if you like, of the 100, which is in the nice area, shaveh chamish, which is worth half the value. The mocher would get that region, despite the fact it's smaller, because it's a nicer area and it's equal to half the value, and the lokach would get the other part. Okay. Now that's also saying, if he says, I want to give you half my field, it's in value and on dimensions, and the mocher would take the nicer area, albeit smaller. That's what we're saying. Let's continue. If he says, if I'm saying, give me the southern half, again, now what this means once again is it's the half in value, and you get the southern half, and we don't look at space, we look at value. The lokeach has to actually not, he takes the responsibility to build the place of the geder, meaning the location of the fence. And hacharitz uben charitz. Now, charitz and mecharitz are the little ditches that place in front of the fence at differing. The Gemara in Bavli goes in detail exactly the widths of them and how far they are from the wall. But their purpose of which is to stop the creatures from, being able to run and jump over the fence. So, in other words, it has to be close enough that a standing, standing jumps and run jumps and things like that wouldn't be able to, wouldn't, the animal wouldn't be able to jump over the fence. So that's the purpose of the charitz and mecharitz. Charetz is, I think, larger, and charetz is smaller. Fine. Remember it. Right, he doesn't really go into details here. Sorry, my mistake. Mishnah does, sorry. Vekama charetz, I mean, the details of the where it is. So charetz is shishat tzachim, ben charetz is shoshah. So exactly like I said, the charetz is six and the ben charetz is three. Okay, let's continue. Hamelach avaruch chatzis adi anem orchelach, I'm telling you half the field. Tani, what happens in this case? Let me share the sheet now prepared. Here. What if he says the following case, as you can see? He says, I'm giving you half a field. Uploni uploni. That I'm, what he's saying is giving him the areas that's going to be belonging to you. That ploni is going to surround you over here. Ploni is going to surround you here. And half of ploni is going to surround you over here. So what exactly is he giving him? The first understanding was Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yirmiyah, all three of the Hanamachlokas. Chadamar, one says, not ten, nor kamin pandor. He gives him like what would be like a money belt. Which means, as you can see here, we go from, I'm explaining basically what the Marafulda says, different perushim here, but the Marafulda says that you go to the full length of the half field and go all the way across. And then, so it's running effectively the full length of the smaller part, the chatzisa there on the right, along the full top, all the way to the end. So that full space is filled in. And then you take a small strip and run it to the end of the field along the side of the field on the left. Reason why it's like a money belt, because a money belt is like, even we have this nowadays, bum bams look like this, or what are they called? Fanny packs or whatever. People have different names for them, where it's like, you've got the part in the front and the strap that goes around. Okay? That's kind of what it looks like. I think it's meant to, meant to see it on its side. I think that's the way to look at it. Anyway, it looks like that. However, another one says, it actually just means this space like this. So, in other words, it's that which is common overlapping between all the three in a rectangular configuration. Okay? Matlit is like a patch. And psikaya is a belt. So, what it means is you're giving him a strip that runs along all those sides. So you can see it looks like a walking stick, really, the way it looks like in my picture. So that's the three different opinions, exactly how this works, okay, in terms of what he gets. Again, and then the thicknesses and the dimensions would obviously be so that it's half the value, because it's chetzi sadeh, that's what we're going to be discussing. Okay, that's the first piece. I'm going to leave the screen share on for a bit, because we're going to be discussing Yerusha, which is the next perek. So we say Hadron Lach Perek HaOmer LeChaveru, Hadron Lach Perek Omer LeChaveru, Hadron Lach Perek Omer. Don't get too, looks like a bit like a color by numbers chart here, but don't get too thrown off by it, because we'll go through it slowly in a minute. Gemara says first, Yesh Noklim Umanchilim. Noklim Velo Manchilim, Manchilim Velo Noklim, Velo Noklim, Velo Manchilim. So you have different relationships in a particular family, or familial relationships, I should say, where the two different people would both bequeath and inherit from each other. Okay? And sometimes you have someone who would inherit but not give over. Sometimes you have it around that manchilim but don't nochlim. Lo nochlim v'lo mechilim. Sometimes you have some people that have no relationship with one another whatsoever in terms of Yerusha. So let's go through them. Elo nochlim umachlim. We have certain situations where what they would inherit one from the other. Let's put it simply like that. Ha'av et avanim, that's avanim et av, which means that, as we'll see, we'll explain how we get to this in a moment. But not only do the children yorish the father, you can have situations where the fathers yorish the children as well. Okay, we'll get to that soon. And similarly, brothers can yorish one another. What about the children? Again, it goes according to the preferential order. That's what this chart's about, which we'll get to when we get to the end of the Mishnah. Okay, then it says ha'ish etimo. So those are the case, sorry, of nochli u'machlim. Now ha'ish etimo, a son inherits from his mother. Va'ish et ishto, and a husband can inherit from his wife. U'bnei achayot, I'll just explain that in a minute. Then nochlim, they would inherit v'lo manchilim. So what this means is the bnei achayot. Here it says, imet adam v'lo banim, if a person dies without any children. Ve'ein lo av lo achim. Okay, he's not father, no brothers. Aval hayta lo achato, he has a sister, and that situation we'll see in a minute that the sister can be Yorishim. That's number five on the chart. Okay. Ve'nichar achareya, and she left a son, which is five star in our chart, just so you know. Ben achoto shel met, yoresh ota, oto. The ben achoto, his nephew by way of his, yeah, you can see ben achoto all the way down here is Yoresh Ototo. Okay? And Atam Bezer, the reason is because he's coming Mikoachimo. This five star is coming Koachimo to Yoresh the Met. Okay? So Ben Achoto, so Ben Achoto, so Ben Achoto meaning his nephew can be Yoreshim, but not the other way around. Meaning this uncle will never be Yoresh's nephew, which is his sister's son. Why? Because the mother will never be your. Sorry, a mother is not Yoresh her son, so the Yerusha can never come up to here. That now the brother, if you like, with Yoresh, it never. In other words, it can only go one way, not the other. That's effectively what it's saying. Okay, sorry, just make that clear. Okay, let's continue. That's Bnei Achayot. There's a Nochlim or Manchlim. Ha'isha et bana, va'isha et ba'ela. So a mother to her son is manchil, but not nochel. The son would inherit from her, but not she wouldn't inherit from him. Similarly, ishad bala ve'achei ha'em is the brothers of achei ha'em, the brothers of the mother, manchilin v'no nochlin. Okay, they are manchil; they can bequeath, but not nochel. Okay, b'seder. So the achei ha'em. Let's just get this one right as well. Achei ha'em is the exact case we were talking about before. Achaya M means this case of five star going all the way to the father. So it's the reverse case of Bnei Achayot that we sort of a bit stuck on it just before. Okay, let's continue. Now, the Gemara says, Seder Nachalot Kachu. And this is what we're going to get to in the Marafold in a moment. This is the order of Nachalot. Ish kiyamot u ben en lo, v'avartem ha-nachalot lebitol. That's what the Torah says. If a man passes away and he has no sons, then the Nachalot goes to the daughters. Okay, so that means sons come first. Ha-ben korim labat. That's why you have here, one comes before two. This is our man, these are the sons, these are the daughters, sons come before daughters. Okay. For kol yeretzei yerecho shel ben kodem labat. Meaning, if this son died, or both those sons, number one, died, their children, grandchildren, great grandchildren, they would all come before number two, the daughters. That's why I put a one star in the chart. Okay. Habat kodem leachim. Now, if there are no sons and there were no sons to this man and the son and there were no offspring, no children, grandchildren that came from the son, then the daughters get it. Now, those daughters would come before korem la'achim, come before their number two, yeah, come before this deceased's brothers, which is number four. Why did he be suddenly jumped in before? I'll show you that in a minute. Yerecha, all her children, that's why we've got two star here, no matter who they are, come before the achim, come before the number four over here, his brothers. The Achim Kodim La'achei Aviv. Number four here comes before Achei Aviv, which is number four comes before seven. We've skipped a whole lot of branches on this chart in the Mishnah. So, in other words, the Achim of the deceased comes before the uncle, which is number seven. And Kol Yetzei Recha, all their offspring, which is this whole branch over here, we'll explain the precedence, order of precedence in a moment, come before Achei Av, which is the brothers of the father up here. In other words, anyone who's called him a nachala the ktima, their offspring, who yoresh mikoach the individual, come before anybody else in the chart. Okay? And the father's kodem kol yitzarecho. So how does this work? So if you want to do what I did here is actually there's not much more, but we'll go through it in the Marafolda. Because we have time today, thank God. So if you have a look at the Marafolda, he says, so how does this work? We just threw in the father coming kodem. So where's the order of precedence with the father getting involved? So it says as follows: Reuven shemet Chanoch. So I didn't put all the names that he said in the chart. I just put the numbers. So Reuven, this is a guy who met the one in the orange. If he dies, his sons come first. Number one. V'im metu, if they died, achad min abanim, then achad min abanim, kodem Reuven. If the same number one died first before Reuven passed away, then who but vahu ben himiach ben obat, then we've got a one star here, whether it's a son or a daughter, they would Yoresh or Ben, or even if it's a great grandson or great 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 granddaughter, whatever it is, going all the way down here, I didn't include in chart in this chart, or Ben Bat or Bat Ben or Ben or Bat Bat, Admer Dorot, doesn't matter how many generations down, Yerushuba Makom Aviv, they are Yoresh Mikoach their father, the number one here, the number one in terms of the sons of the person who passed away. Okay? Aviv, and therefore, let's look at this example. If this individual passed away, this number one star daughter would Yoresh alongside. Sorry, this, again, if this number one passed away, then this number one star here would Yoresh along with his uncle alongside him, the number one over here. And same the other way around. Let's say if this man passed away, then his daughter would Yoresh alongside her uncle. Again, we're assuming he died before this man at the top. The original person in question passed away. Yoresh alongside him, this calling Reuven, this orange block. Okay. However, imein the Reuven banim, Reuven doesn't even banim. Not what happens. The af lo banim, af lo banot banim, and there's no one here. None of this. No number ones and one stars. As Yoresh banot Reuven at Reuven. Then we start moving to number two over here. The daughters. The daughters would inherit. The imein lo Reuven banot, and then obviously, if say one of the daughters died before Reuven passed away. Then, and she had offspring, whether a son or a daughter, they would take her place in Yorush alongside the other daughters. Now, if none of that whole branch exists, no sons, no daughters, and it says, as Yerushua, then who does it go to? This is where we're bringing in the case at the end of the mission, the father. Then we go all the way up to Reuven over here, the deceased's father. Right? Yerush Yaakov and Reuven, then he's Rekom. Then, if the father was long gone, the deceased, before our Reuven passed away, then Yerush Reuven Echad. Then we go now to number four, the brothers of the deceased. In other words, that's when the brothers. So in other words, for the brothers to Yoresh, it would have to be that the person who died has no sons, no daughters, no offspring whatsoever, and their father's already died. All of that would have to happen in order that the brothers can be Yoresh from one another. That's very important now. Then Echad, he says, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yosef, if they're not around it. Yerushua Reuven, B'nai Shimon, or B'nai Levi. Then we start looking at the children of who? His brothers, importantly. Are they still around? And if they're still around, they would take the place of the father. That's why I put four star. Okay? Now, there's a four double star here. You'll see what I mean in a moment. V'im lahem banim, if they have no children, v'lo b'nei banim, Yerushua b'notehem, or so im im lahem banim v'lo b'nei banim, then Yerushu b'notehem or b'nei b'notehem or b'not b'notehem, to kol makom she'zachah Yoresh kodim Yoresh in the kavod. Now the reason I put a double star here is because if say number four is not around, he has a son and a daughter, it will be the son that takes his position, not the daughter, because every time whenever there's sons and daughters from the same, if you like, branch, the sons come before daughters. Now that might be a bit of a point of confusion, because if you go back to the beginning, the reason why here you have a daughter and a son, let's say both number ones passed away, the number one star grandson would take the place of his father, and the number one star daughter would take the place of his father, and they'd be Yoresh side by side. But that is only because of the offspring of two boys that are meant to be spelling Yoresh equally. In this situation, it's different. Here, where there's a, if you like, in a four star and four double star, the two of them are, if you like, grappling over who's going to take the position of their father. And that's who, shouldn't boys come before girls. That's what we're saying here. Vim metu achav sheruven belo zera or she'en lahem lo ach minat me'olam. If they're all the brothers are gone, there's no number fours, no number four stars. Then we look to see if that deceased had a sister. Tirasha chod the dina. That's where you get dina of the five. Right? Again, dina bata Yaakov. Or bane, or bane bane, or benotea, or benopanea, atzof olam. Again, and the same rationale comes to the children five and five star. Ve'im ein lahem Reuven, if Reuven doesn't have a sister, and velo zera choto, and no, he had no sister, and she, or no offering for the sister. Tachzor yoshoto la'avi aviv. Now we go all the way back up to grandfather. Bahalan bahalan. So go all the way back to Abraham. Sorry, Abraham. Sorry, Abraham. Is Yitzhak? Sorry, in the thing. V'im le Yitzhak come. If Yitzhak's not around, then we look tachzor yoshoto Reuven. We look. Does Yitzhak have any sons? Does the person have an uncle? So after the person's brothers and all the offspring, now you start looking at the uncles. If there's an uncle, great. I'll just short circuit this because it's taking a bit too long. If there's, and then we look at this, that's why you've got number seven. Does the uncle have any offspring? If the uncle's not around, then offspring will get it. Now, if there's no uncles, maybe there's an auntie. And if there's an auntie, then the auntie will get it. And if there's none, then you go all the way up and you can see and follow this pattern, you go all the way up to Avram, the same thing. You go up to Avram. If Avram's not around, does Avram have any children? So is there a great uncle? And that's the pattern you would follow, he says, then all the way until you get to Avram Avinu. Adam Arishon. All the way, in other words, you keep going all the way back to the beginning of, well, not really Adam Arishon, but, you know, you keep going back generation to generation, and you will find somebody, some distant relative that's somehow still around that you'd be able to, that get the Yerusha. But you'd follow that pattern that I've sort of tried to demonstrate. Okay, let's look at the Gemara. Yesh noklim o manchilim. K'tiv, ish ki amoto ben ein lo, v'ratim v'nachalo l'bito. If a man dies, he has new sons, and the nachalo goes to the daughter. That's like the 1 to 2. Okay, Tani Rabbi Shmuel, Shina Katov Lechala, Zot Mikol Nachalot, Shabbatora. The description is different all the Nachalot. Shukolam, because all the other Nachalot, it says Una Tatem, and you give it to the Kankatu Vavartem, and you transfer, it sounds like. Iburadin, who Shtia Bad Yeresha. It's a Iburadin that Ubiyeresha. Now, what's the Iburadin? There's two ways to explain it. The first way the Marfulda brings, the first one he says is, since the Bana Ubahala, if the Nachala, let's say this man's from Shevet Reuven, and his daughter's going to be Yorish in that situation, she marries someone from Yisachar, where's that property going to be going to? Shevet Yisachar, there's going to be Havara, there's going to be a movement. And that's a look, and it doesn't seem right that we're going to start moving a block of land, an area from Nachala, Nachala, and that's going to be a consequence of this. Nonetheless, that's why it says Vahavar Tem, that it's actually a transference that's happening here, Ibur Hadin, if you like, against what one would assume. Another way of saying it says Ela Zacharim, it should be, it says Ibush Tia Bata Yereshet, because we should the boy be Krovala Met Yereshet, but nonetheless it goes to the girl. Alright? In other words, normally the Zacharim, sorry, start again, I didn't read that right. Ela Zacharim, normally Zacharim Yoresh, but nonetheless in this situation it goes to a girl because about Yoresh's father before the boy. I mean, before an uncle or a grandfather or all these other people, sorry. Let's continue. It was saying of Yehovah. Now the Gemara says, Chochmei goyim umrim, benu bat shavim. The Chochmei goyim that tried to analyze the Torah, they said, according to what you're saying, it's really a boy and a girl should be shavim, should Yoresh the father the same. Kecha dinu darshi, how they dorsh the pasuk? They said, oh ben en lo, if there's no son. That's when the daughter's Yoresh, when? So they said, that's when she's Yoresh alone. Haim yesh lo, if there is a son, then the Yoresh together. That's the way they understand it. Literally understanding. The Gemara says, Vahetivon, but the kasha they bring on the Chochmei Goyim, it says, you don't understand what you're talking about. Because it says, V'im ein lo, but the Torah continues, if he has no daughter, Haim yesh lo, however, if he has, Shneim Shavim, do you think the daughter and the uncle would Yoresh together? Obviously not. That when you agree, in that situation, it's just the uncle's late bar. So to here, avhach, when it says, or ben and lo, that means, dacha, late bar, there's no, if you like, there's no son in the picture, meaning when it's alive, then the daughter doesn't get it, it's just the son alone. Okay, that's effectively what it's saying. Okay. Let's continue. Hatztuki mumrin. Hatzuka Rabin says, Bat Haben, or Bat Haben, Vehabat, Shneim Shavim. So what we're saying, the bata ben, which is our one star, bata ben vahabat, and number two over here, they are shavim in nachala. That's what their assumption is. Now we didn't say that. We said if there's, let's take away all this over here, take away all this over here. Let's just say there was this son and this daughter. That son passed away, number one passed away before our Reuven passed away. Then Reuven passed away. According to the Tzedukim, they say, look, this number one star here, daughter, should be Yorush alongside the number two. Why? Now, we don't say that. We say that, we'll say in a minute the rationale, but we say that actually this one star comes before number two. It says, Shavin ma bat beno Yorashtani biti. Haba mikochi. So he's saying, listen, Bat Bini, who is at a distance, she's Yoresh. Number two here, who is much closer to me, Kavachomishu Yoresh, therefore they should split it equally. However, the Hakam respond to that says, no, Amru Lahem, Loim Martin Bebata ben she'enu ba'alim mikoach ha'achim, Tomer Bata Bebat she'enu ba'alim mikoach zaken. Says you've got misunderstood. Why is one star in the picture to be Yoresh? Because she's coming with Koach with a claim of number one. And she's almost like taking the place of number one. And because she takes the place of number one overpowers, if you like, number, or they said a number two over here. And that's why the Chachamim say that it's not like, it's not a question of proximity. It's a, which is the way the Tzedukim understand. It's not, nothing to do with proximity. It's got to do with power of attorney, or what's your legal representation here? Meaning, number starts that one star's koach is legal claim. The daughter, that granddaughter's legal claim is I'm coming mi koach the zchud of my father to be yorish, and that zchud overpowers that of my auntie. So therefore, I should be yorish, not the auntie. Okay, that's effectively what it is. Okay, beside cool. Hope the charts helped and didn't confuse things. But anyway, that's that was my intention was to make it easier. All right, Colton, have a good day.